We are learning Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. We are starting Mem Vav Amud Beis, 10 lines from the bottom. The first word on the line is Lo Yikaveiru, in the middle of that line, Abaye Lahu. We are continuing the halachas of Kfura, of Hesped, and Abaye Lahu. Hespeda, the mitzvah to do a Hesped, Yikar de Chayava, is it because of the covenant of the Chayim, means the relatives of the mace, or Yikar de Shachvi Hava, or it's because of the covenant of the mason themselves. Lamay nafkamina. What's the nafkamina? In the case to Omar, if he says in his tzava, lois hispedu alohu gavra, don't give a hesped to that person. So then, if it's out his own covered, he has a right to meichel it. But if it's the covered of the kroivim, he has no right to meichel that. Inami, no nafkamina is lafuke meyarshim, which means that if they have to pay for the hesped, so it depends. If the father wants it and it's his covered, so then they have to pay for it. They have to pay for it because the mice, it's his mitzvah. They have to pay for it. They can't say they're not nicha, it's not up to them. But if it's the covet of the Yarshim, the Yarshim say we don't want it, so then you can't force them to do it. Because Lamaisa, if it's their own covet and they don't want it, they don't have to do it, they don't have to pay for it. So the shaila is a hesped for the covet of the mace or the covet of the people who are alive? Tasha Ma'al, let's bring a raya. It says in the parasha, begin parasha for Chai Sara, he came from the Makam Akedah, he was far away. Sarah was waiting to be buried, and he came to give a hesped. If you say the chayahu, if it's the hesped is for the covenant of the chayim, so mishmikar the Avram mashulu Sarah, we leave Sarah not buried because the covenant of Avram should have buried it right away. So it's a raya, the hesped is for the covenant of Sarah. Agav the Marsha asks that maybe the reason why we waited is because we didn't have a place to bury her. That's why we waited. So the Masha answers, since it says Vayavi Avram Lispoid Lisarval Christ, it mentions Lispoid, it sounds like they waited for the Hesped as well. And the cash is, why would they leave Sarah Imenu Bibrizoyan if it's the covered for the Chayim, the Hesped is the covered for the Chayim? So my answer is Sarah Gufel Nichala. Sarah herself is happy to wait and give covered to Avram, Kehechid Yaqaba Avram. She would want Avram to have covered. So therefore, you let her wait for that. Tashema, it says by the son of Yeravam, Aviv and Yeravam, Masaf Duloi, call Yisrov, Kavroi, Soi. And it says that Achia Shloini says that he will get a Hesped, Vi Amrit, and no one else will, no one else in the family will get a Hesped, Vi Amrit, only him, Yamrit Shem Yikr the Chayi, who, if he's not covered the Chayi, Hanach Be Yikrinu, is the crave of it makes no sense. Via is special. So why should you get a hesped? Hesped is, if hesped is for the covered of the people stayed alive, they're all Rishon. So Hanach Be'ikarinu, are the people left alive, the all Rishon, why should they get a hesped? If the hesped is the covered of the mace, then you understand. But if it's covered of Kravim, the Kravim would deserve him. So why did he get a hesped? So my answer is, Nichalu L'tzadikaya D'miyakub Inchi. The tzaddikim are happy that other people get covered for them, even if they're rishonim. Lemaisa, it's a nachas ruach for the tzaddik that other people are getting covered because of him. And therefore, for a tzaddik will have hespedim, even though the kravim are not roim. Tashema, it says about the anshei anosos, lo yispedu lo yikaveru, that the color is, they won't get a hesped. So you see, l'chayra, the covered is the covered of a mason, because we're giving them a punishment, they're not getting a hesped, it sounds like it's a punishment for them. So my answer is, no, it's not as a punishment for them, because it's really a punishment for the people who are get the covered, that's the kroivim. But still, it's not, Hashem said, they're not going to get a hesped, because it's not a covered for the kroivim that the rishonim get a hesped. So therefore, the kroivim who were tzaddikim, so there were kroivim that were tzaddikim, so there were kravim that there was the kravim of the people of Anosis were that were tzaddikim, but they are not nichal to get a covered through the Rishon. So if it's not a raya, Toshbaz being an araya, it says by the Nevuah, Yirmiyahu said about Tzidkiyahu, Vishalim Thomas, you're going to die Vishalim. That was the Nevuah to Tzidkiyahu. They used to burn all the possessions of the Melech, you're going to get that schus also. Vahoy Odon Yisbulach. And they're going to say a hesped at you, Hoy Adoin, woe to us, we lost the master. So you see that he's telling Tzidkiyahu, you're going to get a hesped. V'yamres b'shem Yoker d'chayahu, mine afkamina, what does he care? What does Tzidkiyahu care if there's going to be a hesped or not? It's for the covenant of the chay, not for him. Zachtamar hachkamalu, likrach beich Yisrael, the Klal Yisrael will have covered in you, just like when your forefathers, all the Malachim, were killed or were died, that a hesped was covered. For them, you're going to have the same thing, which is a malchistic thing for Tzidkiyahu. So, after more about the top memzayim al ting the shayla is hesped yikra the chaya or yikra the mesa. So, on top of the yikra the shachvi, like the Gemara calls it, top of the memzayim toshema, bring a raya from here. It says in the pasuk, Nivza be'inov nimos. These are different milas that tzaddikim have. One of the milas are sometimes they embarrass themselves. Tzarech kiddush Hashem. So nivza be'inov nimos. This is referring to Zech Hiskiyo Melchidush Gira Tzomis Aviv. He put the bones of his father Achaz, that was a rasha. He put it on mita shachavalim. Not when he went to had a levaya. It was not a chosha levaya with a nice already nice coffin. He put his bones on a mita of chavalim on ropes. And Derech Bezoyin, and those people take Musar, and with that, he mevazah the Rasha b'shas his levaya. That's what he did, and it's considered a schos for Chizkiyo, even though it was embarrassing for him also, but still, he's not worried about his covered because of Kiddush Hashem. V'mishum yikur d'chayu, if a levaya is not covered of the chayim, my taiva, why did Chizkiyo make a Bezoyin out of his father if it's maisa, it's yikur d'chayu that the levaya? So, tomorrow, kehechad avdei kapara lavu. He wanted his father to have a kapara, therefore he did his bezoyin, even though he had the right for themselves to have a nice levaya, because they're covered maybe. But still, the father should have a kapara, that's why he did that. Mushim da kapara lavu, mashal yokar de Yisrael. And because of a kapara of the father, we want to push away the covet of Klai Yisrael. So, tomorrow, yeah, Yisrael gufan nichalei de mechalei yokarai legabayu. They are happy, the mechalei yokarai legabayu, that the mechalei the covered in order for him to get a kapara. Toshma Swami Naraya. Omalam Rabbi Huda Rebbe, which is Rabbi Nasi, said Pashas his Misa, Rabbeinu Akadosh Mitzav his children, Al Taspiduna Bayaris. Don't make the Rashi says that there was a trip from Tzipori till Beis Sha'arim. So don't stop at every city and make a hesped. Don't stop in every city to make a hesped. Only make in the big cities. If the whole hesped is for the covet of the people who are alive, my nafkamina, what does he care that they're stopping in every small place? Why does he need dafka, big? Because he wanted a big island. What does he care? It's not for him, the hesped. So, the Gemara, Kusavali, Siakri, Shaw, Tfez, a bigger covet of the Klai Shaw to have a big Levaya, and like the Mepharsh speak out, anyway, everyone came. Everyone came to it, even from the small cities. Why should you make the small cities have these small Levayas? It's a big covet to have a big Levaya, even for the Chayim, it's a big covet to have big Levayas. Toshima. Shingon Arai, it's a Mishnah later on. It says, it's the Mishnah before. The Mishnah we had before. The Mishnah said before that Halinoi Lechvoida, that you're not allowed to have a Lonas HaMeis overnight. We said it's a lav. But if you did it for the covered of the Meis, Lahavila Arain Vetachrichim, Eina Oiva Alav. If you waited because you didn't have Arain Tachrichim, so you're not over on Halonas HaMeis. So my lav, Lechvoidoi Shalameis, that was saying you let her wait for the covered of the Meis. So tomorrow, no, lekvoida shalchai, because we're saying the things about levayas for the kavod shalchai. So we're allowed to wait to bury the mace for the kavod of the chai. Lekvoida shalchai, mavislei lemace. We let the mavislei waiting overnight. We wait overnight to bury the mace because of the kavod of the chai. Does that make sense? It says in yeah, the kiyomer achmana, because when the whole Torah, the way it's put it down, the iser. To have a lonas hameis, the shalom of los elayes dumya de talui this be bezayin. It's similar to the din of talui that has bezayin. That the only iser is to make a lonas hameis if someone gets bezayin. Avahacha kivin less than bezayin, but here since there's no bezayin, loi. Besides, the only time that a lonas hameis is a problem if it's a derech bezayin, like Rashi explains, if you do it because you don't care. Rashi says ki mashule lidechuya ba'amud loichpes lebei dehainu bezayin. V'dumi d'tali. It's only a taina when it's dumi d'tali where it's bezoin matzav. But if the reason is to wait, even for the covered of the people. But if it's you're waiting because not because you don't care about it. You're doing because of a covered reason. Then it's not a problem. Then law, it's not a problem. So still on a riot. Toshma starting on a riot. Toshma says in a brayse the Gabriel Lawrence Ameis, halinoi lechvoidoi. If you wanted to make him go overnight because of his kavod, l'shamal of yaris to gather the bnei yaris, or l'havi l'mikarinai nois, or to bring maspidim, or l'havi l'aron v'tachrichim, or to bring aron v'tachrichim, ain't oiva love. You're not oiva alone as hametz. Why? Shekala oisa in elo kvayd oisha meis. Everything's for cover the meis. And the question again is, l'cher it's covered the chai? And for the Gemara, no. Because it says it's covered the meis. It's klar. It's done for cover the meis. Gemara, no. Hakamar. Kala oisa kvayd oisha chai, in b'rezayin le meis. Which means is, anything that's covered for the chai is covered for the meis. It's not b'rezayin for the meis, and therefore you're allowed to do that. Toshima, this is the final raya, we have to take a raya from here. Toshima, Rosh Noemer, simen yofo le meis. It's a good simen for a meis. Kishna from Menelach HaMisa, if they pay him back his peronius on his goof after he dies. It's a very big kapara. What's the example of that? Meis shalei nisbav le'nikbar meis that died without a hesped, without a kvura, or shechayi garotoy, or chayi schlepped him across the ground, or shehoyu gashom mezaf ma'metasoy, or was raining on his bed. Zehu simen yofo le'meis. This is considered simen yofo le'meis because he gets his kapara after he dies. So what do you see? You see that not having a hesped is a kapara for the mates. Shema mino yikara the shachvehu. You see, it's that's covered the mates. The mice more comes out the mice that the hesped is that's covered the mates. Shema mino, and that's why you understand why. Back to all the kashas, you don't have to say all those truths. Avram lasara lisbar lasara. She waited for the hesped because it's her covered. Same thing. The Gemara says you wait for Aron and Tachrichim Takav because it's coming out. It's the covered of the mace. The Mishnah says further, Loyoy Kaivrim, said the Mishnah, that Loyoy Kaivrim, the Haruge Bezdin, they didn't get buried in the regular Beis HaKfaris. He had two special Beis HaKfaris. One was for the Neskalim and the Srafim. The other one was for the Nechnokim and the Naragim. B'chol Kach Lama, Shaila is, why do you need a separate Beis HaKfaris for the Risham, for the people who get Mrs. Bezdin? So our answer is, V'she'in Kaivrim Rasha is a Tzaddik. Not supposed to bury a Rasha next to a Tzaddik. What's the Makar for that? Don't worry about Achabachanino, Menayin Shein Kovim Rasha Tzaddik. How do you know that you don't bury a Rasha Eitzel Tzaddik? Shenemba says in the Pasuk, Vahim Kovimish, Vahine Rawes, Agadud, Vayashlichwes, Ish Bekeva Lisha, Vayelach, Vayiga, Ish Batsvish Lisha, Vayechi, Vayokom, Araglov. This Pasuk is talking about that after Elisha died and was buried, they were taking someone else to get buried. And all of a sudden, the army came, and they were so shocked, they dropped the mace, and the mace touched the ma'ara, or touched the mace, it touched the body of Elisha. And since Elisha can't be buried next to Rasha can't be buried next to Elisha, rather, so therefore, he had him tchiyah sameisim, and he used to walk to Yochem Araglov. Who was this person? This person was, who had this tchiyah sameisim, was actually a Navi Sheker, that caused one of the Nevi'im, Edoy HaNavi, to get killed because he made him come eat something, and because of that, Edoy HaNavi got this Einish that he landed up getting mauled by a lion. And it says that when they're burying this person, who's a Rasha, he was a Navi Sheker, and also Yakama Raglov. So you see how repugnant it is to have a Rasha next to a Tzaddik that he had Tchias Amesim. Amalera Papa, who said that that's the reason? V'dilma l'kayuma, they want to be kind by Elisha, the pasuk that Yonavi told Elisha, Abracha, it said, Yina pishnai bruchach alai, you'll be double me. And we know that Yonavi was Mechaya Ameis once. Elisha also the pasuk, but Isha Shanamis was also Mechaya Ameis once. It wasn't, didn't do it twice. What's the pishnaim? So maybe this was the pishnaim. The pishnaim was to be Mechayim, that he was Mechaya Ameis again to someone. Amalei, if that's the case, sihachi, tiny time says in the brisa, al raglov amad ulabeisay leholach, that it says about this Navi Sheker, that he had tchias amesim, but he didn't last long. He never made it back to this house. He died before he got to this house. So it wasn't a real tchias amesim. So if this was a kiyum for that pasuk, Ella, so then that wouldn't be a kiyum of the pasuk. So it must be because a Rosh can't be next to a tzaddik. So Mara says, okay, we're learning from there that a Rosh should not be buried next to a tzaddik. Ella, Vino Pishnayim, so what have you become the bracha of Eliyahu? It said, Vino Pishnayim, Beruchacha Alai, Hechem Ushkachas, Lo Dachi. Where do you find that he made Tchias Mason a second time? Rav Yechanan, Sharipa, Taras, Naman. He healed the Taras of Naman. And we know Mitzurah is Yishkul Kameis, Tchsiv, Al Nosi Kameis. So, therefore, that's where you see the kiyum of the second Tchias Mason. But the pasuk that says over here that he had Tchias Mason, this Navi Shek, is because of, you can't bury a Rasha Eitzel at Tzaddik. Ukashem Shein Kovim Rasha at Tzaddik, Kachin Kovim Rasha Chomer Eitzel Rasha Kal. Now, the same thing we're learning over here, you can't bury a Rasha at Tzaddik. Same thing is two levels in Rasham itself. A Rasha Chomer can't be buried next to a Rasha Kal. So therefore, you need two different base of kvaras for different mises bezdin. V'lesak in abal kvaras. Why don't you have four different kvaras? Why don't you have four for nechnokim, esrafim, eskalim, and harugim? There was a lachma ish v'sina. There was two base of kvaras. That's why you put the eskalim, esrafim one, and then a rug and nechnokim another one. So the Gemara by the new Gemara, which later on in the Gemara will be arrived from our Mishnah, and therefore comes in. Someone who ate chalev, yes, being a carbon, ochal chalev, beshagging, yes, being a carbon, hippos carbon, not for a carbon, then behemoth dosai, then became a mumar. A mumar cannot bring a carbon because the pasuk says, ma'am ara, it's pratla mumar. So now he's possible to bring a carbon. Vachazba, he did tshuva. This carbon that had frosh, had a kedusha's carbon already, and at a certain point it was not able to be brought because he was a mumar. Now he did tshuva. You can't use this carbon anymore because it's dachui. It's called, it's pushed away. It's not kosher for carbon anymore. It's vanami a similar halacha. Amar Yevi, Amar Avo, Amar Yechanan. Ochal chelev. Someone ate chelev if it's carbon, not for carbon. Ishtata. Then it became a shaita. And Rashi says also a shaita cannot bring a carbon because it says ritzonoi. And then he got better because of mishtafa. Hova nitchi yitcha. Same halacha. Since b'shas when he was a shaita, the carbon was possible. Now even though he became now, he got better. He got healed. He's not a shaita anymore. Hova nitchi yitcha. It's already pushed away. You cannot use this carbon anymore. And the Mara says, Utsricha, you need both these halachas. One halacha by shaita, that there's a din of dachi, and one halacha by mumar, that's din of dachi. That if, you know, he got better, and even though he became ois mumar, it's still dachi. Utsricha, the Ishmael Kamayas, if you told me the first halacha, there, there's dicho, yimushum di'u dachi, nafashe v'yadayim. There, he pushed himself away v'yadayim. It was not through a sickness of being a shaita, it was pushed away v'yadayim. Avahai, the melech dachi here, that he becomes unwell, mentally unwell by itself, and it goes away by itself. Maybe you look at it like if someone sleeps. When someone sleeps, it doesn't become possible to carbon. So even though you're not going to bring a carbon when you're sleeping, so this would be the same thing. Tais points out this is not as good as Yashan. Yashan, even the shots when he's sleeping, you're allowed to bring a carbon for him. But someone else could have sleep, I can bring a carbon. But the point is that maybe you look at it just like sleeping because it's not really being a dime. So maybe it wouldn't be called Dachui. Kamashon is Dachui. Vyashmin Hachui. If he's only said the case of shaita that you're dachui mishum the enviyad lach, so there he doesn't have a power to become shaita. He can't make himself better by himself. It has to happen naturally. Ava hasam by a tshuva, you could do it. You could do tshuva. You're the lachzer. Emilei, it's not called dichui. Lach is there's a verse tzricha. Both of them are called dachui. That's the chiddush of both cases. So Rabbi Yosef says, I'll bring a raya from a braisa to this halacha of dachui. Omer Rabbi Yosef, I'll bring a raya from a halacha by iran adachas, a braisa by iran adachas. It says there. By Yom Dachas, you have to burn the whole entire city. Now, how you bought kachim? Kachim don't have to be burnt. Rashi says, because everything's burnt is shlala, and loy shlal shamayim. Something belongs to shamayim doesn't have to be burnt. So you had kachim. So what's the halacha? You don't burn them. What do you do with them? So kachim is be'achimusu. You let it die by itself, because you can't bring the carbon, because, we'll see in a second why, because they're rasha'im. Because zevach rasha'im ta'eva, and therefore they're rasha'im. They can't bring their carbonas. So kachim be'achimusu. You don't be part of them. Why should they die? L'chayra, bring the carbon. Either Risham, keeping the ikto, since they got killed, have a lukaparo. L'chayra, they got a kaparo with the misa of Iran Adachas, with the misa bezin of Iran Adachas. They got kaparo. But l'sku l'gavaya, bring the carbon. Lav, what's the reason we can't bring it? L'mayis, they were Risham, and b'shas, these kaparos were kachim, and they were kosher ready, and they were Risham, so it was dachui. Now, even though they got a kaparo, and they're better, they're not Risham anymore, but you can't bring it anymore because the Yidachu is very pushed away. So it's a raya to this din of Hov Nitcha Yitcha. Once a carbon is not eligible, you're not allowed to bring it, it's not available, it's not possible to bring it, it becomes possible ever, even if that thing falls off. Amle Abaya. Abaya is not a raya from there. Mi Savrit. Echanami, if you get a kapara, then it should be good because they don't say Dachu. But there, who said it was a kapara by Iran Dachas? Mi Savrit Tech Risha, you have the kapara. Who said if someone dies from rishis without doing tshuva, it's called kafara? And we're assuming that the Iran Adachas didn't do tshuva. Mace mitaych rishay la have a kapara. If someone died from the middle of his rishis, it's not a kapara. I'll bring you a raya to that. He brings a raya. The Tani Rav Shemaya, because Rav Shemaya says that it says by kahanim yinala b'imatame, but you all are matame to avi v'ima yilai matame to the krovim. Yochel afilu pirsha v'yisav medarke ziver. Maybe even if the father and mother are mumah, they're a purish from Darkei Yisrael. Maybe then you can matam to them, a kohen can matam to them because they're kravim. Dr. Pasuk, Darkei Yitzibi Tama, Dr. Pasuk Tama Leim Ba'amav, Lo Yitam Ba'amav, Kiyim L'Sheiris. It's Ba'amav. Dafka ba oisa maisa amo. Someone who's doing maisa amim, him, he has a din that he can makarav to them. But someone who's a rasha, not. So you see, even though they died, right? The story of someone died. That's a, so dying doesn't help. Dying is not a kaparo. So Abaye says, what are you telling me? Just can rai over there. There he never had a kaparo. That's why it's still dachui. It didn't come back rayu. It's not hove nitche nitche. But still, he's still a rasha. Because you see, that dying is dishkin kaparo. Omle rava, Abaye, you bring a rai from the case of someone who dies naturally while he's a rasha. Mika v'damis, ne rag matek rishai. Lemeis v'tech rishay, meis v'tech rishay. Kivin dechig orche kamayis. He died regularly. Lava kaparo. Nerag v'tech rishay. If he got the einish from Bezdin, kivin lavki orche mayis. He didn't die regular. Havli kaparo. That is a kaparo. And I bring a raya that when he dies with an unnatural death, that's a kaparo. Teida dechsev says in the pasuk by when the goyim killed the yidin, says mizmalo asaf alekim bol goyim anachlo secha timu secha kachecha nesanu na nosnu es nivlas avadecha maichel loif hashemayim. So you see in the pasuk that the nivlas avadecha will oif l'shmayim basar chasidecha chayis haaretz. So my avadecha my chasidecha lav chasidecha is chasidecha mamz. That's what's tzedikim. And avadecha the rishom and it's still called rishom and not called rishom anymore. Called avadecha even though the rishom hanach mechay v'dinim mekara they were beginning to be called rishom. The kivin the ikdos since they got killed called avadecha they called avadim. So you see a misa is a kapara where it's not a natural death. So it is a raya. From we're saying it is a raya from the case of Yeridachas. By Yeridachas, they got Mrs. Bezdin. Lachar dear, they got a kapara. They got a kapara. So why are you bringing the carbon? Terry says halva nitcha nitcha. Don't tell me because they're still Rasham. It's not a raya from the case of Tumas Mace by someone who died a natural death. A father that died a natural death. There the Kayan Kam Matama because there he died a natural death from his rishas. But here, if they got a non unnatural death, like case of Haruge Malchus or a case of Ruge Bezdin, when assuming over here there is a kapara. So Gemara back, no, I'm like, no. Don't bring a riot from the case of Goyim Nachlasecha. Mika Madamis on top of Mabez, Haruge Malchus, La Haruge Bezdin. Now on top of Mimzayin on Bez, Haruge Malchus, La Haruge Bezdin. Haruge Malchus, Kivin Shloiker, Bidin Kotmikli. It wasn't with a Din Taira that they got killed, have the Kapara, the Kapara. Haruge Bezdin, Kivin Bidin Kotmikli, they're getting killed, Bidin, La Havi Kapara. So it's not a Kapara, so it's back, not a riot from the case of Yeridachas. So Gemara says, Teida, I'll bring you a raya that the Ruge Bezdin doesn't have a kapara. Hey, that's not. You didn't bury him in the Kibbutz of Oysev. He's talking about the Kibbutz of Oysev. And if you're going to tell me that since he got killed, Havalu kapara, the Kabru put him in a regular base of Kvaris, and fit the Gemara, Miso Kvura Beinon. It's not a raya, because the reason why the kapara only works with Mises Bezdin together with the Kvura. The Kvura together with the Misa, that is the thing that makes the Kapara. And therefore it is a Raya, because by the Iradachas you have a Mises Bezdin and a Kvura, so why don't you bring the carbon? Teretz is, it must be Hove Nitcha Yitcha. So right now we're ending off right here, where we're holding right now is, there is a Raya Hove Nitcha Nitcha, because by Iradachas, why don't you bring a carbon? They got a Mises Bezdin and a Kvura. So you're right, before the Kvura, you can't put them in regular basic kvaras, they're not tzaddik yet. But after the Kvura, they are. So why don't you bring the carbon? Teretz is, it must be that carbon was knocked out for a certain time, it's knocked out forever. So right now we're holding that Rav Yosef has a clear raya from the din of Iradachas to the halacha that was saying, Hova nitcha yitcha.